Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, October 12th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. President Biden has played down the likelihood of a recession, saying if there is one, it would be very slight. Biden told CNN that the U.S. is in a better position economically and politically than other major countries, though America still faces real problems. The president's remarks came after the International Monetary Fund warned that global economic growth is likely to slow more than previously expected next year. The U.S. federal deficit fell by roughly half to $1.4 trillion in the latest fiscal year, as tax revenue increased and COVID-related spending dropped sharply. That's according to estimates from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. The White House has argued that its policies have helped spur economic growth and labor market strength. Republicans and other critics have contended the reduced deficit has largely been the result of the ending of temporary pandemic programs rather than any specific administration action. Nuclear power services provider Westinghouse Electric has agreed to be bought by Canadian uranium company Cameco and Brookfield Renewable Partners for almost $7.9 billion. The deal comes as a need to reduce the use of carbon-based fuels has led to the reinvigoration of nuclear energy. Westinghouse services about half of the world's nuclear power reactors. Markets in Asia ended the day mixed, and European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures edged higher a day after the Nasdaq fell into its second bear market of the year. Investors today will be watching U.S. wholesale inflation figures and the minutes from the latest Federal Reserve policy meeting. And PepsiCo is among the companies reporting results as earnings season begins. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.